Well, here we are at the Aroto Festival. What's that called? That's called Harvest Festival. Actually, in Hungary, harvest usually starts on the 29th of June and goes till the end of July. But because of early summer, because we're not having any winter, so we're more or less already harvesting now. And it's just the beginning of July. You'll see from some of the slides and the slideshow that we had a presentation by a person from the local village who's a real expert in the science of simple living and farming, teaching us methods that had 200 years ago. And we had a after our lessons, we had a competition. First, we divided up some wheat fields into 100 square meter plots, and then we had teams of three compete. Competition is first you scythe, hand scythe, cut it down. The next person comes behind and collects the cut wheat, and the third person bundles it and ties it up with ropes of wheat. And then, interestingly enough, the competition was won by Samar Gavar Ges, who just got off the bus, jumped into the competition. They were both about, all three of them were about 60 years old, and they beat our local devotees. And then after that, we threshed the wheat. In other words, we beat out the seeds from there. And right now what's happening is devotees are grinding it up. Children are participating and having their own go at everything as well. And then once it's ground up, then we're also cooking out here on cow dung fires, and we're cooking a feast. Lord Jagannath came down from Budapest. This is his post Rath Yatra visit to Vrindavan. So he's down here, and Govardhan Lal is out there on a, I hope you see a picture of that really beautiful altar, which is all made out of mud and cow dung and straw, and it's being pulled by two cow dung, and this is full size, two cow dung cows. To my right over here, two bulls are coming and with pulling a machine, and they're going to be gathering together all the leftovers of what's been cut with the hay. Everybody's out here, all of New Brajadam, plus guests and other temple presidents. We've got about three busloads of guests here at the same time. And yesterday when I was speaking with some devotees, and they asked me what this harvest festival was, and they said, "Oh, that's sweet." So I said, "Well, it's not really a matter of sweet. We're not just sort of putting on a festival. It's not a show, but actually, this is probably the most important festival of the year for us, because this is what determines whether we've got something to eat or not. If we're reflecting a self-sufficient community that lives on what it grows, so anad vavanti bhutani, grains is the basis for us, and we are here reaping our first harvest, our grains, and the fact that we have abundant grains, fine tasting grains, that indicates that we're going to be eating and living for the rest of the year. As I mentioned last time that I came into New Rajadam, it's like a reality check for me. It's such a contrast to be here and to actually be participating in these activities, in contrast to city living, in contrast to this whole idea of educating people to get a diploma, to get some kind of degree so that they can work on something that is of absolutely no value in sustaining their lives directly. In other words, they have to get some money and they have to use that money in order to pay someone else for the food that they're going to eat. And even that, it's questionable. It's whether you can actually call it food. It's such a artificial society. It's futile and aimless. But it's a society, education system, value system that we unfortunately are so accustomed to, so much brainwashed to, that it's very difficult to really comprehend. Unless you're here and living this lifestyle, unless you're actually eating what you grow, unless you know what it means to till the soil, to plant seeds, to water, to weed, to harvest, to eat that, and to live by that, it becomes very difficult to understand how artificial it is to walk into a Tesco or get a diploma in who knows what, social engineering or what other type of new sciences that they have, all for the purpose of eking out a living in unbearably violent, congested, aggressive circumstances. People come here, they take pictures, they think it's wonderful, it's far out. As I mentioned, someone else thinks, oh, it's a, that's a great festival, that's really sweet. But for us, it's not a performance, it's not a PR exercise. It's not even just because we're trying to have different festivals to entertain devotees, but it's life. And it's different when you live it. Until you live it, you're not living it. Until you're living self-sufficiency, one's really living an artifice that is difficult to pierce. The veil of the artifice of a modern consumer society is very difficult to pierce because we're so brainwashed and conditioned and addicted to being part of it. It takes real courage to be able to break away from that lifestyle and say no. No to television, no to media, no to electricity, no to consumerism, no to anything other than that which directly provides me with the basic necessities of life, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. And if you solve those problems, you solve the problems of life. You don't need a diploma, you don't need anything else. And there's a sense of value, there's a sense of real appreciation and work ethic involved when one is actually directly doing this. And this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. This is what Prabhupada wanted of devotees. He wanted them to live a simple life because this life is very conducive to Krishna consciousness. When you're depending on the rains, on Krishna, when you're depending that your crops grow, that there's no ice storm that destroys your crops, you're completely connected to nature. Nature is Krishna's means of feeding and sheltering us. It's much easier to be Krishna conscious, and when whatever you eat, whatever you dress in, whatever you house, you can directly offer it to the Lord. And He's the center of your life, as for instance Radha Shyama Sundar is here. That's why I mentioned last time, as an invitation to devotees, don't just come here for festivals. Devotees like to come here for festivals. We have nice festivals, but actually by coming here for festivals, you don't get the feel of New Rajadam. Come here off festival time. Come here for an extended period of time. Work on the grounds, work in the fields, work with the cows, do simple menial service, things that everyone does in order to live, and then you really get a real feel of what Srila Prabhupada's mission is, why Srila Prabhupada so much emphasized this simple living and high thinking, and get a little idea of just what an illusory life, city life is for everyone, but especially for children.